everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every day, talking HR with the folks that are getting it done out there. So want to get to our guests. So Shannon, welcome. First time to Drive Through HR.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to be here. We're going to have some fun today. I'm excited. You're excited to be here. So, well, if you would introduce yourself to our family of listeners, and then we'll roll into what keeps you up at night.
Sure. So thanks. It is my first time. Very excited, like I mentioned, to be here. So my name is Shannon Smedstad, and I started my career in recruiting back in 1999 as an agency recruiter in the D.C. metro area. And then over the past nearly 15 years, I've been in staffing, recruiting. I managed a career services department at a nonprofit. I spent several years in college recruiting. And most recently, I've been exploring, learning, kind of rolling out a few new initiatives in the world of mobile, social media, and employment branding at GEICO. Outside of work, I am part of the writing team at Blogging for Jobs. So if it's okay, I'd love to give a shout-out to my friends Jessica, Blake, and Lisa, and everybody else over at B4J. And so this is my first time on Drive-Thru, so ready to get to it.
All right on. So, big question. What keeps you up at night?
Sure. So, other than my kids, I would say in the professional world, it's recruiting and how important our recruiters are to our employment brand. And making sure that our recruiters have the skills, the interest, the time, and the passion to really deliver on the brand promise that so many employers are putting out there, that we're putting out our employment brand message, we're talking about who we are via social media. But at the end of the day, for me, it's our employers who are living, breathing this. They're interacting directly with our candidates and making sure that they have all the tools in their toolbox to be successful and help us to deliver on our employee value propositions is top of mind, things that we're talking a lot about at work at GEICO and also outside of work within my network of peers is how do we make sure that our recruiters are really living, breathing our brand and making sure that our candidates are coming away with a really positive feeling about who we are as a company and what we can do for them in their careers. So that's a little bit about what's keeping me up at night.
Well, and that sounds like all that is, those are good things to, if good is a proper way to describe that, of keeping you up at night, good concerns, right?
Yeah.
I mean, probably one of the most recognizable brands out there, which probably my first question would be do you feel the pressure just from a cultural standpoint, you guys have a lot to carry to maintain, like I said, one of the fun brands, kind of one of the sexy brands. I mean, it's made something not that sexy kind of into fun and sexy. Is there extra pressure with that? I mean, how is the dialogue with that?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of conversations around that because our marketing team and our commercials have done just that, taken this insurance, not this sexy product, and made it something that is one of the most viral videos on YouTube with our Camel commercial. And, kids and adults alike know GEICO. And then when you take that consumer brand and then look at our employer brand, how can we leverage our strengths? But also, you don't come to work with a Camel every day, though he has shown up on some Wednesdays in some of our offices. But you come to work with really great people. And GEICO is a really stable company and a growing company. So how do we take the celebrity from our commercials and use that? And also, we've built out our own employer brand, and that's what our recruiters are delivering on. So insurance, while the company's definitely made it sexy and appealing and we're growing very rapidly, some job seekers still sit back and look, well, they don't want to work in insurance because they might still view insurance as not so sexy. So that's part of the challenge, and that's some of the weight that we're looking to carry, is how can we pepper in the we're a fun place to work too, or a great place to work, and we're going to work with great people, and that's what we have to deliver on. And our recruiters really have to be able to share that message as well. And I think there's a lot of pressure to do that because of the interwebs, right? So everybody can have a voice, and they can share their opinion online through social media, and they can send us questions on Facebook. They can at message Geico Careers on Twitter with a question or a comment. And so we have to know what people are saying, and we have to be prepared to engage them. And so that's one of the key skills that we're hoping to build within our recruiting team. So we have 20 recruiters who are on Facebook. I've got about half a dozen or so that are using Twitter. We've got teams of recruiters that are on LinkedIn. So how do we ensure that our recruiters are connecting and engaging and sharing who we are as an employer in a way that really helps to, to use some buzzwords, authentically and using some transparency to share the opportunity, get people attracted, and get them to come and, notice Geico as an employer, not just as their insurance company. And so a lot of what we're talking about right now is looking at the competency of our recruiting teams to make sure that everybody has the information to be successful within social and within their marketing communications that they're sending out and that they're using.
Well,
that was a lot.
These are all wonderful stories, Shannon. And I'm glad you brought that, all the stories like your hum day, that YouTube video. And during the pre-show, we talked about recruiters training program that you are doing at Geico. I wanted to ask one question before we move on to that recruiter training. You have these 20 recruiters. They have their own personal brand. And we have this employer brand also. So how do you find a balance? How do this recruiter find a balance between their personal brand and at the same time representing their employer brand as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's actually one that, I was seeking to answer for myself earlier in last year. I was thinking, how do we balance that? And, it's a blend. I don't know if it's really... it's a balance, it's a blend. We are representatives of Geico. We are brand ambassadors out within the social space as well as in real life and at events. And we have to know that we're representing our company all of the time, especially in these public, within the public. But we're not just Geico associates too. You do, as you mentioned, have your personal brand. And I think, remaining professional, being who you are, and within Geico, with our Facebook recruiting and our guidelines and the training that we're providing, I always tell everybody kind of use that 80-20 rule. 80% of the things that we share should fall somehow in that HR recruiting, career development, Geico jobs, who we are, and then that other 20% or plus or minus percentage points, but be who you are. Share if you're open to that, and if you want to share more of who you are, that's certainly something that we would encourage you to do. We have recruiters that will share pictures of family and other things that we're doing, and others you want to keep it personal. So I think a lot of that is up to the recruiter and what their comfort level is. For me personally, so I have a Facebook page for work, and I have a Facebook page that is for connecting with my college friends and staying connected to my family that are all over the U.S. And so that's helped me to balance, and I know some people would not agree with that approach, but I can say for myself and for our recruiters that seems to work. And so that's a couple of ways that we can try to balance those personal brands with our employer brand.
Wonderful. Well, it is actually really fascinating to follow the Facebook page of Geico, as you mentioned very clearly, you are making it clear that every recruiters are there on Geico page, and there is an opportunity for the candidates to connect with the recruiters in a real time. Mm-hmm. So this is really interesting. And I want to know, what are some initiatives that you are doing to actually training this recruiter while they have a conversation with the candidates online?
Sure. So we have our recruiting team, kind of there's a spectrum of our recruiters. So we've got new recruiters who are new to recruiting and have been promoted from other departments onto the recruiting team. And then we have others who have been in the recruiting team for 5, 10 plus years. And so initially when we rolled out Facebook, and that was back in 2009 that we did that for our recruiters, and at that time we worked very closely with our HR leadership team as well as our legal team and other people who play in the social media space at Geico to make sure that we were creating guidelines that would help to give us some framework around what we'd want to do within recruiting, specifically on Facebook. And over the past 4 or 5 years, those guidelines have evolved. But whenever we have a new recruiter come on, the first introduction is spending one-on-one time with me. And we go through everything that we've learned on Facebook. We talk about the guidelines. We talk about what to expect. We've talked about things that 4 or 5 years ago we didn't realize we needed to expect because a lot has happened. So we've taken those lessons and I've adapted it into that one-on-one training. And then also we have monthly teleconferences with our entire recruiting team where we're sharing updates. So if Facebook has made an update to privacy settings or when Facebook Graph rolled out, you know, if something big has occurred, we'll have special training sessions or conversations around that so that all of our recruiters are brought up to speed. And you know, we just have a lot of open dialogue. Everyone knows that they can reach out to one another. They can reach out to me as well as other members of our leadership team with any questions or if concerns arise. There's somebody there accessible to talk them through whatever might be going on. So I would say the best way to provide that training is just letting them know that you can have that one-on-one conversation at any time outside of the formal training. So outside of the formal introduction, monthly teleconferences. And then actually something I'm very excited about, we have annual college recruiter conferences, and a lot of our social recruiters also wear the hat of college recruiting. And so every year in the summer, all of our recruiters from across the country, our 15 major locations, come to our corporate office in the Washington, D.C. area, and we really dive deep into what it means to be a good recruiter, how do you develop relationships with candidates and hiring managers and influencers as well as other people within your communities or on campuses. And that's a really great, it's usually about 3 days of intense learning, and we focus very heavily on the professional development of our recruiters during that time.
Wonderful practices, Shannon. And I've noticed Geico has recently launched your Pinterest page, right? And you're all doing amazing job in terms of putting your recruiters out there, increasing their visibility, even though it is your career page or Facebook page or if it is Pinterest. So I want to know, what were some of the aha moments of you, I mean Geico, when it comes to social recruiting?
So we had a pretty big aha moment over the summer. We use a third-party partner to help increase visibility of our jobs across social media. And one of my aha moments was this past summer when I saw the traffic from our social postings outperform one of our traditional job boards. And so, you know, there's been in the industry a lot of talk about job boards and they're dying. Are they dead? No, they're not dead. They're still here. They're just reinventing themselves. And so we are an organization that has historically, traditionally posted our jobs on the traditional job boards. And when I saw that, that was kind of like, gosh, I mean, that was my biggest aha moment when it came to social, you know, and to me that wouldn't necessarily fall under social recruiting. Recruiting to me is much more of a proactive activity. But when it comes to advertising your opportunities and increasing awareness that you have career opportunities, that was a really big one. You know, some other aha moments is that social media is not just broadcasting your job. So now I just talked about how we're broadcasting our jobs, but it's not just that, and that should absolutely not be part, this should be a part of your strategy, but not the only part. And I think the number one reason for employers to consider being or to continue being on social media is the engagement that you can have with candidates. And we get questions on a daily basis, our recruiters, as well as to, directly to our GEICO Careers pages and our profiles, where people want to get answers. And if traditional means where the phone or email might not be working, or they're just more comfortable within the social media space, being accessible to them, and if you're not there, you're missing an opportunity to answer questions, and that could be frustrating candidates. So I think that I have seen a steady increase in candidates reaching out to get questions answered. You know, again, we stepped into social media back in late 2008, early 2009, and it has just been a very, very steady increase. It used to be maybe one question a month, and now it is daily. And that has been something that I guess you should expect, but it's been, wow, this is, we need, you know, I'm having conversations now, like, do we need to be manning our social accounts 24/7? Right now it's Monday through Friday during normal business hours, but it's been so frequent where we're starting to have those kind of conversations.
So the just to kind of just take that even further, like the social conversation, and I absolutely agree. It is a conversation, right? That's a two-way. If you can make it two-way and you can have some personality with, you know, with the brand, that just transcends, like, the normal process, right? It doesn't become recruiting. Mm-hmm. It becomes relationship building. And so on that point, so who do you feel, your personal opinion, owns that candidate experience, like within, yeah, like within the organization? Like, there's touch points all over the place, marketing, recruiting, HR, you know, and so who owns that? Who should own it?
Sure. Who should own it? So we all should own that, right? Everyone should own the candidate experience. So for us, I can speak from my experience with GEICO. Our employment brand, the things that we're doing via the GEICO Careers brand, is housed within human resources and specifically within recruiting. And so all of our recruiters, all of the HR marketing and the things that we're doing roll up and fall into corporate recruiting. And so for us, I think it's very important that every person that has the opportunity to interact with the candidate directly or indirectly should really own that experience. So if I'm a recruiter and I am interviewing and I'm managing the full life cycle of that candidate from the time I receive their application or from, you know, back it up, from the time I talk to them at a career fair or they reach out to me via Facebook, I need to own that experience and make sure that that person throughout their entire process is having a positive experience, whether they continue to move forward in the process or otherwise. Now, so that's easy to say, right? Everybody should own it. But now for me, I don't directly interact with I don't put people through the hiring process anymore. I used to be a direct recruiter, and I did that for many, many years. But now my job is one step removed from that direct conversation in person. But I have to own it too. So if somebody posts a question on Indeed.com on one of the forums, we want to make sure from an employment brand perspective that we're answering that person and we're doing the best job possible to be helpful and timely to answer that. Or if somebody has a question on Facebook or they're talking about us on Twitter, like, I have that responsibility to deliver on GEICO's promise to provide information to them. So I think, you know, as you mentioned, Brian, there's a lot of different touch points, and I think that we all have to have that personal accountability, because at the end of the day, you know, we're representing our company, and we're representing our company as a great place to work, and we have to be able to deliver on that. If you have a bad experience with me via Twitter, or I don't get back to you, or Nisha, if you are interacting with one of our recruiters and you have a bad experience, I mean, it's so easy to take that negative experience and post a review somewhere, and then we've got a whole other issue that we have to deal with. So, you know, I think if we all do our part and see how we fit into the overall picture, we're going to be, you know, we're all in it together. And I think that's something we talk at GEICO about, too, is we are all in this together to make sure that we're delivering on the brand promise.
So, and you kind of referenced this a little bit before, is like when you start talking about personal, professional, kind of the dividing lines on that. So where do you dispel a myth from your perspective where you think that that is, you know, there's too much emphasis put there? I mean, you think that it's, you know, that people make too much of like combining the two, or, you know, give us some thoughts on how you feel like your theory is, like it works best for you on how you silo or don't silo that.
That's a good question. So, you know, I think that, well, I can, let me, I'll tell you a story. So we had one of our recruiters who has a work Facebook page, and she was inappropriately tagged in some less than desirable photos. And it was very upsetting, and we had to quickly, she quickly found it, you know, the issue, and we had to quickly try to figure out what do we do to resolve that. And it was something that was hurtful, it was something that was embarrassing, and quite frankly, it's something that somebody else should not have done. And so that, to me, when that happened, that was like, this is why we have them separate. Because had that been her personal account with her family and her friends and other people seeing this, I mean, one, they would have known, obviously, it wasn't her, but I feel like that would have been even more hurtful. And so, you know, we have to find this balance. I mean, for me, I have two children, and I don't necessarily want candidates to see pictures of me on vacation, you know, or pictures of my children. Recently saw someone I would consider a peer post something about, you know, she has one account and she shares pictures of her kids, and people that do not know her children have been messaging her children now. So at what point, I mean, they're just, people are crossing lines. And so if people are going to cross lines, then maybe we have to put some of our own lines down in the sand and say, you know, these are ones that we're not going to cross, or this is how I need to separate things because it makes sense for me and my life. Now, there, you know, people say like you are, that they are exactly who they are online. It's who they are offline, and I think that's, you know, that's great if that's how they want to position themselves. But for those of us that aren't ready to make that leap, I think finding that blend up to the point that you're comfortable, you know, who am I to tell somebody else what to do? And that's kind of how, that, those are my personal thoughts on that. Like, I'm going to do what I feel is best for me, my family, and then taking into consideration who I am within the GEICO world, too. I have to do what's best for the company. And so you have to think through all of that and think through your approach and your strategy. And if somebody else is sitting or listening today and thinking, you know, how do I try to manage both? It's a lot of work to manage both. It really is. I've had conversations with other brand leaders and recruiting leaders, and it's a lot of work. And so you have to have a strategy. You have to know what your limits are, what you're comfortable with, and then if other people question that, you can't worry about it.
Well, and I think you brought up the ultimate like variable in that that's kind of fixed for me philosophically, I guess, is kids, right? I mean, there's there's the extra layer, like all the rest of it. I think you manage the outliers, and you just, you know, you deal with the exceptions relative to, I think, being one person is one person, and then you just kind of manage the tone of how you're that one person. I think there's a lot of power in that. But when you put kids in the mix, that changes things. I mean, the equation changes, right? I guess there's a higher standard. There's a different conversation. There's different boundaries. I mean, all those considerations. We have a very like philosophy on that. So good. Well, I definitely appreciate you sharing that, because that's a constant conversation that I think will probably never go away, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that should be talked about.
I think so. And, you know, and I've had conversations, Brian, where people say, well, you can just manage everything with your settings. And I'm sure that I know that you can do that. But within my personal space and who I am outside of work and GEICO and my writing, I feel very strongly that I have to protect, you know, my kids. And on my personal account, that's all it is. So nobody's missing anything by just connecting with me on my work Facebook, unless you know, every once in a while I'll share a picture of my beautiful girls. But, yeah, they change everything.
Yeah, well, that's good. And again, it's one of those things that a personal, what you're comfortable with, personal choices, and you got to make those are – it's exactly the same, you know, you got to make those decisions, right? And now, but you got to make those decisions based on looking after your children, too. I mean, that's the other part. It's a little different game on that. So
yeah.
We got about 3 minutes left. I mean, flies when we're having great conversations. So probably last question would be, where do you draw inspiration? Where's your well of inspiration from?
My well of inspiration. So one of the things I decided last year was to network and to make sure I was picking up the phone and calling people more. And that has been such a great source of inspiration, is just having those conversations, whether it's with friends from college or it's friends that are in my network, you know, having conversations with other people in branding, just not being afraid to take those online relationships into real-life conversations. And that has just been a lot of fun. It's been very valuable, and I would say that's my well of inspiration, is having those conversations on the phone, in real life, meeting up at, I don't get to many conferences, but when I do, you know, I try to make the most of them. And maybe stepping outside my comfort zone a little bit too, because that's not something that I used to do, just pick up the phone and call a stranger. But that's been great fun. I would encourage more people to do that.
Well, that is fantastic. Where can folks, got about 90 seconds, where can folks connect with you, Shannon? And thank you again for spending lunch with us. It has been fantastic conversation.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I would encourage you, please connect on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter at Shannon Smedstad. I'm on Google+, About Me. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on Facebook. So please, you know, certainly feel free to connect.
And for everybody there, you can pretty much find Shannon anywhere. So if you have, you know, if you can use the Googles, you can find her and connect with questions and to tell her what an amazing job she had. So, well, Shannon, you and your lovely family that unless you're friends on Facebook, you won't see. have an excellent weekend. We are going to roll out with some funky music. See you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Drinking a German beer with a Cuban cigar in the middle of Paris with a Dominican bar. Great head on her shoulders. She probably studied abroad. She transferred to Harvard from King's College in Harvard. She says that I'm her favorite because she admires the art. Michelangelo was the